The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
Welcome to Dragonfly Tales, a story podcast with me, Emily. And each episode, I'll tell you a story from around the world and share some fun and silly things with you. Drip, drop, drip, little April showers. Actually, it's lovely and sunny here in London today, and we have two nests in the big willow tree just outside our house. One of the nests has a pair of beautiful wood pigeons taking turns sitting on their eggs. And the other nest, which is still being built, has a grey squirrel with a beautiful bushy tail. So maybe that means baby squirrels. I wonder what they look like. Do you think baby squirrels are friendly with baby pigeons? Maybe, but maybe not. And that brings me to my story. It's from ancient Japan. Are you always friendly with your brothers or sisters or cousins or friends? Or do you sometimes fight with each other? Well, it happens, and even with the gods. This myth is about a radiant sun goddess and her brother, the storm god. So I think we should start way back when the world was new. Way back when the world was new, Amaterasu Omikami was born from the tears of the great father of all, Izanami. She had two brothers, the moon god Tsukiyomi, who was gentle and mild, and Susanoo, the tempestuous storm god. They were called the three precious children. Each of the children were given realms to rule over. Amaterasu was given a beautiful necklace of teardrop jewels by her father. Then she made her climb up, up into the heavenly sky, where she shone so beautifully down on the people of earth. Tsukiyomi ruled the sky at night, bathing the world with his moonlight. But Susanoo, he was supposed to rule over the seas, but did he stay there? He did not. He left the seas and went rampaging across the earth, howling and wailing, ripping up trees and buildings with his breath, and splitting the earth with his great stamping feet. When he roared, waves would crash onto the land, swallowing up people. Mountains would shake and send avalanches of rock and snow hurtling down on towns and villages. Izanami was furious with his son. Why do you do this? Because the great mother is dead and I never met her. It was true. The great mother Izanagi had died before the children were born from their father's sorrowful tears. But Izanami was still angry.
Well, go and see her then in the underworld, and you can stay there too, forever. It will keep you out of trouble.
But Susanoo did not go to the underworld to find the mother of all. He went to see his shining sister in the sky, Amaterasu. He huffed and puffed and stomped his way up to high heaven, and Amaterasu heard him coming. Oh no, it's Susanoo, and he sounds very angry. Susanoo burst into his sister's beautiful house in the clouds.
Father has banished me to the underworld.
Well, you better go then, said Amaterasu.
Is that all you can say? You think you're so much better than me, but I am a mightier god than even you, older sister. And he roared so loud he broke all the mirrors in her house. Now Amaterasu knew she shouldn't get into an argument with her brother, but she was really angry that he'd come up there and broken her staff. So she stood up and said, "Okay, prove it. A contest. Let's see who can make the finest gods and goddesses. Give me your 10-grasp sword." Susanoo handed Amaterasu his mighty sword and watched as she broke it into 3 pieces, as if it were a twig. Then she shoved the bits of sword into her mouth, please don't try this at home, and began to crunch the sacred metal into tiny, tiny pieces, and then she swallowed them. When she breathed out a fine mist, the mist began to take shape and formed 3 beautiful goddesses. "Behold, my daughters." Susanoo huffed. "I can do better. Give me your teardrop necklace." Amaterasu took off her sparkling necklace and handed it to the storm god, who started munching and crunching the jewels like sweeties. He breathed out a storm cloud, and when it disappeared, there stood 5 fine young gods. "My sons," he said triumphantly.
"Well, actually, they're my sons. They came from my necklace."
"Well, then those are my daughters. They came from my sword."
"No, they're not. They're mine."
"No, they're all mine."
"Fine, have them then."
"I will. I'll have them all because I'm better than you."
"No, you're not."
"Yes, I am."
"You're really not."
"I am!"
And Susanoo began tearing around the heavens like a mad tornado, smashing everything in sight. He tore down trees, sent lightning hurtling towards earth, whipped up swirling winds and rain, and started throwing storm clouds across the sky. Down on earth, people were terrified, and although Amaterasu tried to calm her brother, it was no good. He was raging. So she ran to her sacred temple to wait until he had calmed down. But he didn't. He started hurling things at the temple. Storm clouds, trees. He picked up a horse and sent it hurtling through the roof, and it landed in the middle of the temple, barely missing Amaterasu.
"Susanoo! You have violated my sacred space!"
She fled from her temple in floods of tears and went into the rock cave of heaven. She dragged the stone door closed, and there she stayed. The sun was gone from the world. All plunged into darkness. People could not grow food, and they became hungry. Day no longer followed night, and evil spirits began to stalk the earth. The people prayed to the dark sky, "Amaterasu, please come back. We miss you." But there was no answer. Izanami was worried. He called all the gods and goddesses to gather outside the cave.
"We must persuade our sun goddess to come out." "But how?"
said Tamanoya, the mountain god.
"How about roosters?" said Omohikani, who was a great and wise god. "Well, we could put 20 of them outside the cave, and when they crow, she'll think it's daylight."
So they tried that. But it didn't work. Amaterasu didn't come out.
"I know. We should have a party," said Ame no Uzume. She was the goddess of joy and laughter. "Amaterasu! Amaterasu loves a party. She always wears her finest jewels and shines so brightly. We can hang a beautiful mirror from the tree outside the cave to trick her. When she sees her shining face, she's bound to come out.
So quickly the gods organised a party right outside the cave. They brought delicious food and they played music. They danced and laughed and sang happy songs. Ame no Uzume, goddess of happiness, sang loudest of all, spinning around, twirling and stamping her feet. The goddesses and gods clapped and cheered and stamped in time with Ame no Uzume's wild dance. The sound of their laughter rocked the earth and heaven. Deep in the rock cave, Amaterasu heard Ame no Uzume's pounding feet, clapping hands, and she heard all the merry laughter.
"What's going on out there? It's dark. Why are you all laughing?" "Because there is a beautiful goddess out here, Amaterasu."
The sun goddess crept near to the door.
"Ame no Uzume, is that you? Who is this other goddess?" "Come out and see, Amaterasu. She's amazing. She shines so brightly."
Amaterasu was so curious that she pushed open the rock door a tiny crack and peered out. She saw her own bright face reflected in the mirror. Dazzled by it, she stood still and stared. Then she opened the door a little more. Just then, Tajikarawo, god of the strong hands, pushed the door back and took Amaterasu by the hand.
"Come out, Amaterasu, come and see."
And he led her out of the cave. As soon as she was out, the light returned to heaven and earth. Two gods stretched a plaited straw rope across the cave entrance so she would never again go back there. But Amaterasu was looking at the mirror.
"Why, it's me."
"Yes, my child," said Izanami. "We missed your beautiful light so much. Please, do not leave us again."
"But what about my brother?"
"Oh, he's been grounded watered. I've sent him to the sea, and there he must stay in his own kingdom."
The sun goddess thought for a moment. "My poor brother. He is very angry, but underneath his anger, he is sad. He misses the mother he never had. And he doesn't know how to talk about that. I think he needs his big sister to talk to, and I shall be there to listen when he's ready." Izanami smiled at his shining daughter.
"You are wise, Amaterasu, and I am proud of you."
So the sun goddess returned to the throne of high heaven. The sun shone down on all below, and everything was peaceful in heaven and earth. The end. So, listeners, did you like that story? What was your favourite bit? My favourite bit of this story is definitely the party. I love parties, and I love how all the gods made a lovely party to convince Amaterasu to come out of the cave and be her shining self. So now we have lots of shout-outs to new patrons and to our April babies. So here we go. Firstly, we have a shout-out to Meryn, who is 9, and Isla, who is 7, and they're from Spartanburg, South Carolina. They both love the story The Warrior Girl. I love that one too. Hi, Meryn. Hi, Isla. Thanks for listening. Next, we have a shout-out to Sybil, who is 8, Phoebe, who is 5, and Maggie, who is almost 1. They live in Michigan, and their favourite episode used to be Puss in Boots, which is brilliant, but it's now Beowulf. Hi, Sybil. Hi, Phoebe. Hi, Maggie. Thanks for listening. Next, we have a shout-out for Stella, who just turned 6. She's an April baby, and she lives in Nema, Washington, and her favourite story is Frosty and Friends. Happy birthday, Stella, and thanks for listening. Here's a shout-out to Talon, who is 5, and he's from Seattle in Washington. His favourite episodes are the Smelly Bottom episodes. They're so funny. Hi, Talon. Thanks for listening. Here's a shout-out to Lucy, who is 5, but she's nearly 6. She's an April baby too. And Theo, who is 2. And they're in Los Angeles, California. Lucy's favourite story is The Two Silly Witches. I love that one. And it's coming, Lucy. Happy birthday and thanks for listening. Next, we have a shout-out for Jolene, who is 5, and she's from Maryland. Her birthday is in December, and she says every episode with Leo is her favourite. Oh, that's so sweet. Hi, Jolene. Thanks for listening. And now we have some birthday shout-outs for some more April babies. Leo in London has turned 10. Double digits. Happy birthday, Leo. Lucas and Reese in Lincoln have their birthdays too. Lucas is 8 and Reese is 6. Happy birthday, Lucas and Reese. And of course, we've got Annika and Soren, who had their birthdays earlier in the month. Happy birthday to all our April babies. And remember, if you would like a shout out on the podcast, ask your grown-up to come over to Patreon and have a look. You get shout outs, bonus stories, and ad-free content. So that's it for this episode. We have a couple of guest tellers coming on the show soon. Can you say, ooh? And if you're a Power Pixie, you can be a guest teller on the show. Get your grown-up to find the secret Pixie Chat on Patreon if you want to tell a story to all our listeners. And thank you so much. You have been listening to Dragonfly Tales with Emily. I hope you enjoyed the podcast, and I'll have another story coming soon. But until then, here comes the sun, do-do-do-do. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Bye.
Our podcast is brought to you by Emily, Andy, and Leo at Dragonfly Tales UK. Come and join our Patreon club for shoutouts, extra stories, and ad-free content. Search Dragonfly Tales to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Thanks for listening.
He picked up a horse